This is VOA News, your remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia says it is withdrawing some of its forces from areas close to the Ukrainian border after completing military drills, mocking Western intelligence agencies for naming February 16th as a date a Russian invasion of its neighbor would begin. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and his senior aides are saying diplomacy is winning. As news broke of the reported partial withdrawal of Russian forces, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmitry Kuleba, from his Twitter account, said diplomacy is continuing to work, though he cautioned, "We in Ukraine have a rule. We don't believe what we hear. We believe what we see." At a joint news conference following talks with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Moscow Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia had decided to partially withdraw its troops from near Ukraine and saw some room for further discussion with the West on Moscow's security demands. But he said that there had not been a constructive response to Russia's demands from NATO, demands for NATO to halt its eastward expansion, including a guarantee Ukraine will never be allowed to join the alliance. NATO said NATO and its allies have rejected those demands so far. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters the alliance welcomes signs Moscow may be willing to continue diplomatic talks over European security and the Ukraine stalemate and move troops away from the Ukraine's border, but said so far they have not seen any sign of de-escalation on the ground. The U.S. space agency NASA reports an unmanned Russian cargo spacecraft is safely in orbit and en route to the International Space Station following a launch early Tuesday from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. NASA says the resupply ship reached preliminary orbit and deployed its solar arrays and navigational antennas as scheduled on its way to meet up with the orbiting laboratory and its crew members on Thursday. This is VOA News.